Why call it an air bow when there's no bow? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. According to bowhunting.com, the state of Oklahoma recently broadened the opportunities for deer hunters across the state with the addition of the air bow for hunting. By the way, there are a lot of other states that allow the air bow for hunting, and then some that allow air bows, but only for non-game species. The controversial weapon was recently approved by the Oklahoma State Wildlife Commissioners in an emergency rules change that will allow for air-powered arrow rifles, air bow, during the big game rifle season. I just mentioned that the air bow was considered controversial, but there are other rules that, when you put them all together, seem controversial and somewhat confusing. For example, while the air bow will be allowed for rifle season, they will not be legal to use in Oklahoma during their archery or muzzleloader seasons. The commission has classified the weapon as a gun for hunting purposes. Oklahoma Wildlife Commissioner James Barwick said that there is nothing about that weapon that constitutes a bow and arrow in the conventional sense. The air bow is considered a hybrid hunting product, powered by a 3,000 pounds per square inch of compressed air to fire the arrow. The integrate pressure regulator allows shooters to deliver 8 consistent shots at 450 feet per second per charge. Why use an air bow when you can use a rifle or conventional archery? If you have an answer, go to aginfo.net to the Sportsman Spotlight section. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.